Now, business confidence has dipped in the third quarter of 2025. That's according to Momentum Investments' latest business pulse, which unpacks the economic climate and business sentiments across key industries such as agriculture, construction, manufacturing, and mining. And this afternoon, we're very happy to be joined by, again, Sanisha Pikarisamy, who is the chief economist at Momentum Investments. Just for more insights on this report. Sanisha, good afternoon. Welcome back to Taking Care of Business.
Good afternoon, and thanks again for having me on the show.
Pleasure always, Sanisha. Now, obviously, the big headline here is that business confidence has slipped. Can you expand on that maybe and the contributing factors and just highlight some of the insights that came out of this business pulse?
Sure. So when we're looking at the business confidence index, it is a sentiment indicator that is surveyed by the Bureau for Economic Research. And what they tend to do is that every quarter they go out to a couple of industries, and the industries include construction, manufacturing, the retail sector, wholesale sector, vehicle dealers, and more recently they've also looked at other services in the economy. And they ask a set of questions around profitability, hiring intentions, input pricing, selling prices, and then from there, they actually can calculate a gauge of what business confidence is for each of those sectors, and then they aggregate it up for the economy as a whole. Now, as we mentioned, we saw that the business confidence index actually slipped to 39 points. Typically, the 50 mark level is your neutral level, and so anything above that would indicate that businesses are reasonably optimistic about the economy and business prospects in South Africa, and anything below that number would indicate more negativity, more pessimism around the operating conditions in South Africa. So at 39, it does indicate a high level of dissatisfaction with the economic outlay as it stands.
Yeah. And what does, you know, the weak business confidence suggest as far as economic growth is concerned? And also, how will impact fixed investments?
So there's a very tight link between the business confidence index and private fixed investment intentions. And so when you see that the business confidence index slips, it generally implies that businesses in their pessimistic mood are not really ready to outlay capital or even hire on any significant scale. And so with this weak business confidence reading, it does suggest that there's not that much momentum in the near term for economic growth to accelerate massively from here. And it does still suggest that the subdued fixed investment environment that we have been experiencing over the last while is likely to persist at least for another quarter, if not more. And that means that businesses are quite hesitant to really expand on their production capacity, not really committing much to new projects.
And also, we've seen that seasonally adjusted mining and manufacturing production rebounded in the second quarter of 2025. But we're still seeing that overall production being quite weak in the first half of the year. What seems to be contributing to this low production? And are we expecting any rebound in commodity prices also?
Well, if you remember back to the first quarter numbers, that big dip that we saw in mining production did have a bit of a base effect built in there, because we did have some rain-related disruptions. And, of course, that then affected the production of mining. You know, going forward, if we look at the individual commodities, we are still expecting some underpin for platinum prices over the next year. And that's really as hybrid vehicle usage continues to pick up, a little bit of jewelry demand in there as well. And then on the gold price, I mean, even at these very lofty levels for the international price of gold, we still think that there is support for gold, primarily coming through from central bank purchases of gold. So we've seen this phenomenon playing out in the last while, predominantly since the invasion of Ukraine by Russia, which was around February of 2022. And that really actually accelerated central bank purchases, as emerging markets in particular got quite nervous about holding dollars in the FX reserves and then started to diversify into other asset classes like gold. And because we are in this environment of continued political upheaval and geopolitical stress in the global economy, we continue to think that central bank purchasing will continue for the next couple of quarters. On top of that, gold also tends to act as an inflation hedge. And of course, in a highly protectionist environment where tariffs are, you know, coming through fast, that also then lends itself to a further rise in the gold price. So on the commodity angle, you know, I think there is still a bit of support for things like your platinum group metals and for gold. On the manufacturing side, you know, a little bit of a rebound there. But I do think that this sector continues to be hamstrung by some structural factors. And we have seen that the manufacturing sector has been in a secular decline for a number of years now.
Yeah. And also maybe just taking a quick look at construction. Also, we saw that activities were positive for the second quarter growth. But then why are we seeing some mixed signals for the outlook?
A bit of a funny one. You know, we've seen that if we look at building plans passed, which is calibrated by Statistics South Africa, you know, these numbers are actually quite low. So if you look at the second quarter numbers, these were, you know, down 0.7% quarter on quarter terms. For the first half of the year, building plans passed, that volume was down about 5% relative to the same period last year. So the actual activity on the ground doesn't really suggest an imminent pickup in construction activity, but we do also need to remember that we are looking at sentiment indicators, which tend to be leading indicators of activity. And so if you look at the quantity surveyors as an example, we've seen the sentiment jumping there. There tends to be a bit of a lead on your quantity surveyors, then into your architects, then into actual building plans passed, then into actual building plans completed. So it is a bit of a longer time lead. So we may not see those construction numbers actually bouncing too quickly, but it does give us some bright signal that we may begin to see a bit of a reversal of that dip that the construction sector suffered with for so long.
And maybe just in closing, just less than a minute, Sanisha, what can you expect for the remaining half of the year in these key industries?
Sure. So, I mean, you know, we're looking at economic growth of around 1% this year. I think one of the biggest factors that is dampening growth momentum in South Africa is the continued uncertainty playing out in the global economy. But also here locally, we have our own policy uncertainty, a very uneasy marriage in the government of national unity, and that tends to push up levels of uncertainty and dampen investment and dampen growth. But unfortunately, you know, the growth outlook at around 1% is not enough to really compensate for the entry into the labor market. But further down the line, we are quite optimistic that structural reform efforts, and a number of these have been announced in the last while in logistics and energy and the like, and that is likely to propel economic activity to above 2% in the medium term.
All right, Sanisha, thank you so much for this afternoon and always diligently unpacking these complex somewhat insights. But thank you so much for this afternoon and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you so much.
And that is Sanisha Pakirisamy, Chief Economist with Momentum Investments. Headlining there that business confidence has dipped and something we really need to work on if we want to see more investments coming into the country. And that's it for Taking Care of Business this week. I'm back again on Monday for the Monday edition. Until then, take care and goodbye.